fact, my great-grandfather was a local Methodist preacher. And my grandfather was a Methodist preacher, and my father's a Methodist preacher, and I'm the fourth generation, you might say, of ministers.
Goodness. You could hardly have helped being a Methodist preacher after all of that. Now, you said that your mother's father moved to Winston County. How did your father's people happen to come here?
Well, my father, see, my mother's folks, they moved up here to Winston County. And my father, of course, when my grandfather, John T. he bought about 200 acres, something like that, out from Pebble, right in the community out there.
Pebble?
Yes, ma'am, Pebble community, that's what. And my father then, he wanted him to come up here and have him farm, so he promised him 40 acres to come up here. My father moved up here, and then after, then my father, he entered 40 acres over here from the government. And in fact, it's right close to a bluff, a guff. They call it a guff. It's about 6 or 7 miles or nothing, but just it's a bluff, some beautiful bluffs down there. And it's a, it's known as a guff on the maps, on the county maps and forest maps and all.
Is it part of
Well, part of it is the bluff, and we have a beautiful waterfall, 65-foot waterfall, which is very beautiful. And we have that, we have trails going down. We have trails going down from different, which is, we are in the Trails of Alabama. In the book, The Trails of Alabama, we have a, we have an Indian trail going over it. It's an Indian cave, Indian cave over there. It's about 2 miles from our place. Goes back to the forest there, which is a very interesting rock formations back in there. You know, Indian writings over the walls, too.
Now, have you traveled very much during your lifetime? You've mentioned different parts of Alabama that you've lived in.
Oh, yes. I've been in 1956. Well, there's a... someone conceived the idea of getting a boatload of material for each club to carry to Korea. There was somebody had 60,000 Korean people, boys and girls, they organized for each club in Korea. Now, I was interested in rural work then. I was working in rural work and in the rural section, so they asked me, would I go along as a chaplain? So I was, I went to there, and then my wife, we met some friends over there. Dr. who was a, he's, by the way, he's got his doctorate at Emory, and Korean, and so my wife and myself, we sponsored him over here for his doctorate degree, and we brought his wife and family over here, and we got the money, and he got his doctorate degree. Now he is the president of Makwan College, and
when was he at Emory, do you know offhand?
Well, it was 1900 and 55, 56, I think, somewhere about there was, yes, it was, somewhere. Anyway, then my wife and myself, we got, we went over to, we got a trip, we paid our way over there, and we went visited him over there in Korea, and we went to Japan, and Hawaii, and we went to, I've been to Alaska and Puerto Rico. We went to Puerto Rico one Christmas for a week. And then I've been to the Holy Land, got a chance to go to the Holy Land, which was a trip that happened about 3 years ago.